This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Nepal Communist Party's secretariat meeting postponed till Sunday. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyewali stresses on use of financial resource spent on nuclear weapons for achieving sustainable development goals. Two persons die of coronavirus infection in Biratnagar and Dharan today. And US President Donald Trump in hospital after positive coronavirus test. Now the news in detail. The secretariat meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party scheduled for today has been postponed till Sunday. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyewali stressed that financial resources spent on nuclear weapons will be diverted to achieving sustainable development goals for the overall security and well-being of humanity at large. In his pre-recorded video addressed the high-level meeting to commemorate the International Day for the Total Elimination of Nuclear Weapons earlier today, the foreign minister said the world would never be a safer place as long as the specter of the nuclear weapons loomed large. One woman has died from coronavirus infection in Biratnagar this morning. According to a manager of COVID-19 treatment center of the hospital, a 68-year-old woman of Biratnagar who was undergoing treatment at COVID-19 treatment center of the Kosi hospital died of coronavirus infection today. Likewise, a woman of 28-year-old died of COVID-19 while receiving treatment at BP Kerala Institute of Health Science Dharan this morning. According to joint spokesperson Dr. Asis Shrestha, the woman is from Inarba municipality of Sunsari district. After she had tested positive for the coronavirus a week back, she was getting treatment at BP Kerala Institute of Health Science COVID-19 hospital. 35 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Bara, Parsa, Kaski and Rautahar district through PCR tests conducted at Biriganja-based Narayani Hospital. According to spokesperson of the hospital, Dr. Atulesh Kumar Chaurasia, 15 persons from Parsa, 17 persons from Bara, 3 persons from Rautahar and 1 person from Kaski were confirmed positive for the coronavirus. Likewise, the Gandaki state has witnessed 17 new cases of coronavirus infection. Director of Gandaki State Health Directorate and spokesperson of Gandaki State Corona Control and Prevention Program, Dr. Binod Bindu Sharma said 10 persons from Kaski, 5 persons from Gorkha and 2 persons from Tanhu district were confirmed positive for the coronavirus. 42 corona-infected persons who were undergoing treatment at different isolation wards in the Baki district have returned home following health recovery. District Health Office Baki's corona focal person Naresh Shrestha said 42 people have returned home after recovery. With this, the total recoveries in Baki district has reached 1,584. Three persons sustained injuries when a truck plunged into the Trisuli River. The truck en route to Kathmandu from Bhairava fell into the river bank at Ichhakamana Rural Municipality, Dharapani in Chitwan this morning. The Traffic Police Office Mugling said the injured in the accident are truck driver Rohit Tamang of Galchi Dhading and Ramkumar Lalchan and Arjun Rumba Rajan of the same place. Teams of Area Police Office Mugling and Armed Police Force Disaster Management Institute Kurintar had rescued the injured and sent them for treatment at Gajuri Hospital in Dhading. The construction works of Parbat section along the Mead Hill Highway, which were stalled following the coronavirus pandemic, have resumed now. Project manager of the construction company, Govinda Bhusal, said lockdown halted the construction works, but now it has taken its speed. Mead Hill Highway Project Office Parbat Chief Asis Thapa Magar also assured to complete backlog of construction works by the end of the current fiscal year, as additional human resource and other resources have been made available to the management. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump is in a military hospital for treatment after testing positive for COVID-19, an extraordinary development that upended the presidential race a month before the 3rd November election. The White House said the president was fatigued but in a good spirits and was taken to hospital as a precaution. Trump received an experimental drug cocktail injection at the White House after he and First Lady Melania Trump both tested positive for COVID-19. It is a potential setback as it trails Democratic challenger Joe Biden a month before the presidential election. More than 3 million people in Madrid have had new restrictions imposed on their lives as Spain tries to control the most serious second wave of COVID-19 infections in Europe. From this weekend, people can travel outside their home districts for essential journeys only. Bars and restaurants cannot serve after 10 p.m., and a maximum of 6 people are permitted to meet in any setting. The measures have been demanded by Spain's federal government. They also take effect in 9 towns around the capital. The restrictions have been resisted by Madrid's city authorities, which try to use the courts to block their imposition. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepal Communist Party's secretariat meeting postponed till Sunday. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gewali stresses on use of financial resources spent on nuclear weapons for achieving sustainable development goals. 2 persons die of coronavirus infection in Biratnagar and Dharan today. And U.S. President Donald Trump in hospital after positive coronavirus test. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gb.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.